So I think this is much welcome news, and it comes as after a long consultation period where the community responded in their dozens, making their views known to ANPOST. I myself hosted a deputation from ANPOST to come and meet with the residents of Dunluce, along with Councillor John Hamish O'Farrie and Deputy Gallagher, Padacope Gallagher. And it's clear that they listened to the views there, they took on board the views, and they have now agreed that the services will be retained in the form of a postal agency in a local business in the village. So that is something that's to be much welcomed by myself, and I'm sure by the wider community also.
It must be indeed a relief, particularly for the elderly residents in the community who rely so much on the postal services.
Yes, and that's a crucial part of it, that those who pick up their pension, who get their social welfare payments are there, and those who also had that facility there for many, many years. And I want to take this opportunity to pay tribute to the postmistress, who is retiring at the end of the year, and the dedicated service that she's provided to that community. And I'm sure it'll come as a relief to her also to know that services will continue in the village there for the foreseeable future. So this is very much a good news story. When Councillor John Hamish O'Farrie talked about organising the public meeting in the first place, we were concerned, to say the least, that this would be an uphill battle. But in fairness to the residents of Dunluce, they came out in their numbers at the public meeting. They made their voices heard through the consultation process, and there's no doubt about it, they had an impact on ANPOST, and ANPOST has relayed that personally to me, that their consultation, their communication, and the delegation that they met from the local village did have a big impact on ANPOST, and they have thankfully come to a very sensible position where the services will be retained in the village.